This week, a stainless steel barge 30 feet long by 30 feet wide is making tight passes on Eau Claire's Half Moon Lake. On the barge, a 60-foot boom with dozens of hoses dangles into the water. The barge applies a mixture of alum and sodium aluminate, 6,000 gallons per trip, every 20 minutes over 72 hours. Buzz Sorge is a water manager with the Department of Natural Resources. He says the chemicals combine in the water and turn to a milky white cloud called a flock that attacks phosphorus that feeds invasives.
That's like a little bitty snowflake floating out there, but it's extremely highly positively charged. And all the phosphate ions that we have out on the bottom of the lake are highly negatively charged. The negative and the positive attract. That forms a permanent insoluble complex that is there for perpetuity.
Before the alum treatment, the DNR, Army Corps of Engineers, and the City of Eau Claire took hundreds of sediment samples and created a digital map of phosphorus concentrations in the lake. Sorge says it was also treated with herbicide during the last three springs to kill off invasive plants like curly-leaf pondweed.
Really what we've got going out here today is state-of-the-art science that got us to this point and state-of-the-art technology that's applying the product to treat these bottom sediments.
Sorge says if this new treatment process is successful on Half Moon Lake, it can be used on hundreds of others with similar problems. The treatment is expected to cost around $500,000. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.